What's up, fam? You're listening to Chit Chat Chai with Chiriswami, presented by Green Volunteers Organization, which strives to save nature. Behind every successful man, there's a teacher who played the role of a mentor and showed the right path. This Teacher's Day, I have invited my teachers who played an important role in shaping my life. Welcoming on my opposite chair, Mr. Omkar Deshpande and Mrs. Reema Deshpande.
Hello. Hello, Shirish.
Welcome to the show.
Hello, Shirish.
So, why did you choose teaching as a profession, Reema ma'am?
Actually, I didn't choose it. It wasn't definitely planned. I had other plans in my mind when I was young, like maybe a doctor or an engineer, just like how all the other teenagers have. But then somehow, I guess it was maybe my mother's wish or my parents' wish. So somehow, actually, I got into the field. So once I started teaching, I've become passionate about it. So now I cannot think about doing anything else apart from teaching.
What about you, Omkar, sir?
If you ask me, I have got quite a big story. Basically, when I was in 6th standard, my teacher in the class came and asked, what you would like to become in your life? Then all my friends started giving answers like doctor, engineer, and so many politicians, sportsmen. All these things, these students, my friends started saying. I was at the end. I remember till today. The teacher came to me and asked, Omkar, what you would like to become? And when I stood up, there was no profession left in my knowledge that was not said by all others. I was just in 600. Then I thought I should say something different. Then I said, sir, I want to become all that, whatever they said. But teacher and all the students laughed at me saying, okay, how can you become all that? That time even I was not knowing the answer. But, you know, after some time, I really got the answer when I became a teacher. That yes, being a teacher, you can be into all these professions.
Beautiful. According to me, you are the best teachers and I admire your teaching skills. But how were you as a student?
Oh my God, is it for me?
Yeah.
Okay, if you ask me, even my students don't believe that I was really very shy. I was not naughty at all, very honest. And basically, what I am brought is nothing but my curiosity. So what I am here right now is nothing but just due to my curiosity. I have got a question to everything, whatever I see around me. So maybe that's the thing. What I was in the childhood, when I was as a child, I was very curious, and I was having question for everything what I see. So that's how I was in there.
In school, I was, you will not believe, I was very naughty. So
really?
I was usually the person who used to sit on the last bench, have a really nice time with all my friends. So that's actually helped me a lot. Now when I started teaching, I can relate to the naughty children and the backbenchers. So that's the reason why I guess I connect with them in a better way.
You scored in a better way. It's very normal to find school kids dating in Western countries. But in India, it's considered nearly as a sin. How would you react if you find your school kids dating?
Oh my God. See, that way dating is not as a kind of a sin or as a kind of a bad scenario in India as well right now. When I was as a child, yes, it was sin. Rather, if I think right now that I would date when I was in 10th standard, surely, it was a great sin.
You
I
dated
don't know.
Someone when you were in 10?
No, I never dared to date someone. I wish to, but I never dared to. But anyway, right now, it is not a sin in that case, consider. How about yes? The culture what India and Indian society follows is kind of a best culture, I believe. Even Western countries are following our culture. So, dating at a right age, I would say, I can suggest my students.
And what's that right age?
Now, see, that's again, it's a that way individually differ. But still, I would say at least the child should cross 10 standard. That means that kind of a maturity the child should have, that the one who with whom the child is he honest? Is he a good person? At least that one thing a child should know about a person to whom he or she is dating.
Okay. Another thing I would like to add to him is that it's a misconception amongst the teenagers of our nation, saying that the Western culture is better than our culture, saying that the Western culture is better and they allow so many things, but Indian culture doesn't allow. But then it is actually very wrong. If you actually go and conduct a survey or maybe try to understand what the Western culture is, there is a lot of problems which the youth face there. Now, these things actually, they start from using drugs right from a very young age, teenage pregnancies. Then again, there are times wherein the children actually nowadays mass shoot out, that the children are using guns in the schools. So now the countries are actually being vigilant about that. So those are the major issues that the Western culture is following. We are not aware of it. We are just, the young generation only just listens to the music videos or maybe watches the movies and they feel that is the reality. Exactly. But it is not. And as he said, that is our Indian culture. Somewhere there is a kind of a stigma, I do agree, that we do actually impose certain restrictions on the young generation, but it is also for the betterment of the children. Because we as elders, we understand better that is what is right and what is wrong. And you know very well that is how children can get if they really get out of hand.
So as you are a school teacher, do you find students cheating?
Yes, I do certain times find the children glancing at each other, being coy, being shy. And yes, it is a kind of a refreshing thing as well to look at it. Most of the times I feel very pleasant looking at it.
Many of the time, students connect their name with each other's and they tease them with each other's name and all. So this is a very common thing. And rather, at that particular time, we neglect. We neglect and rather sometime we enjoy it as well.
Yeah, because most of the times what we do is we try not to get too close too when close. Such kinds of things are happening, especially amongst the teenager. Though we are aware of it, we just try not to interfere too much in their personal life. But then yes, if it is getting really out of hand, getting really serious, then yes, then I do interfere.
Serious mean to say really very closure.
So, Omkar, sir, could you tell us 3 merits of being a teacher? And Reema, ma'am, could you tell us 3 demerits of being a teacher?
Merits of being a teacher. Now, see, you want practical merits or just theoretical merits?
Practical.
Practical merits. Okay, anyway. So, we'll start with that. Maybe I think holidays. when you come to teaching profession or teaching job, if you consider, we get a lot of nice holidays. At the same time, like other fields or other jobs, they get a kind of a guilt if they take any holiday and go for a picnic or tour.
Vacations.
But being a teacher, we get a lot of nice holidays, no guilt, freely you can enjoy your holidays. So that is how I believe is kind of a merit. Second thing, I feel satisfaction, a kind of a job satisfaction, which I get. See, other fields, you might get a satisfaction of a creation, maybe after a month or maybe after a year. But whereas in a teaching profession, we get a similar kind of satisfaction almost every day, rather almost every period. When I see a kind of happiness in the child face after understanding the concept, that happiness make me feel that, yes, I have done something. So kind of a merit, maybe. 3 you asked, no? Yeah. Okay. Third one, kind of a respect.
Yeah, sure.
For this profession has got. Maybe in India it is missing right in these some years. But truly speaking, when a teacher or teaching profession, if you consider, is a respectful profession. And somewhere I believe I'm, constructing a, kind of a good citizen or good India. So, merits.
Yeah, so that's the biggest thing, that is you do get to connect with the students. Like, yes, there is a stigma that is, which does say that nowadays students don't respect the teachers. But then there are certain places wherein the children really connect very deeply with the teachers. And like for years and years, they do remember you. So you are quite surprised that your children do remember you. So yes, it is a biggest merit for me. And as for the demerits, you asked me, right? Okay, the biggest demerit is the expectations, that is unending expectations from the parents, from the management, from the society, like what the teacher should do, how the teacher should do. Whether you do it in one way, you are expected to do in the other way. So here there is a lot of confusion, I guess, amongst the parents themselves about what to expect from teachers. Do you expect them to become strict or do you expect them to become lenient? Because if you yell at a child, then again it becomes a problem because the child's emotions are hurt. But then you don't yell at the child, then that means you're spoiling the child. So here this kind of confusion and expectations are completely undying. The second demerit is that it's very less of family time we get. That is, though sir said, that is, we get holidays and all. You will always find that the teachers, even after they do come back from the school, most of the times you will find them grading papers or trying to search or hunt for information based on the challenging questions that the children ask, just for the sake of entertainment sometimes. But then the teacher has to meet those things. So here, they keep trying to meet the expectations of the students, of the parents, is again a demerit. And then obviously, in nowadays, I feel certain kind of respect from society. That is, it is not an easy profession. Yeah. That is, they do feel it is very easy or easy go lucky. They, amongst the children, you can go and enjoy yourself and come. But it is not like that. Every day a new challenge we have to face. We have to actually perform so many tasks at the same time that it is like really the goddess Durga. Like so many times, multitasking. So yes, apart from all these demerits, it is a very enjoyable profession. Not a single moment of getting bored. We never
few
get
more,
bored.
A few more demerits I would like to add in this.
He's asked only three.
maybe somewhere kind of a restricted life a teacher has to live. Restricted. If you ask me, I cannot do what I want to do. So if I want to dance, I cannot because I have to, maintain my dignity, maintain the, difference between the students and all. For getting the respect. So that way a kind of a restricted life continuously I have to live. Even if I go to PVR for the movie and if someone see me from my school, the next day always I get a question, not from only from one child, from many children, because he must have spread everything in the school till that time. Okay, sir, I saw you there. So a kind of restricted life I have to live. Being a teacher, maybe that is a kind of a demerit, I feel.
Now, spreading an information is an easy thing. There is a meme page. Oh, my God.
It is. Today only I saw so many memes on that. horrible.
Well, I would love to know about your journey as a couple, if you don't mind.
Let me tell you that teaching profession itself maybe brought us together because I liked her passion in teaching. Maybe the same she must have liked. So there we maybe started liking each other. And see, being a teacher, I know what are the problems, what are the issues. And she so many times suggested me, okay, we can follow this way, you can follow that way. So somewhere we are, complementing each other. Maybe that is the way how we, came together maybe.
Yeah, there is we do have differences, all couples do. But then we do have fights and disagreements and all. But then there is kind of a common thing, that is a common ground that we both have. That is our passion for teaching. We share ideas. We give each other ideas. We tell them how better we can do. And it's like we both are on the same page most of the times when it comes to students and when it comes to teaching, learning or education. Now, even when we are bringing up our daughter, it's the same thing. We both believe in the same thing. So that's how it's been. Full of ups and downs.
Indeed, a couple goal. Usually, parents think that it's teachers' fault for their child's failure in academics. What's your opinion about it as a parent and as a teacher?
As a parent, I feel that, now since I have a daughter, so I feel that even I should be responsible for her education. That is, yes, obviously the teachers will do their part in the school. But then as a parent, I should also get involved in the education of my daughter. But as a teacher, I feel that, as I said about expectations, that is, most of the times what happens is, that is, the parents actually do not pressurize the child for several years. Till the child reaches to the secondary, and all of a sudden when the child reaches 9th and 10th, they expect the child to perform miracles. And the teacher should be the person who will just swing a magic wand and just immediately make that child intelligent all of a sudden. But it doesn't happen. So here, as a teacher, I feel that a parent should be involved. It is a kind of a triangle, that is a teacher, parent and student. They have to actually go hand in hand. And they actually have to support. So most of the times, parents nowadays, they blame teachers for the failure of your child. But it is not so. They don't blame themselves who have allowed the child to watch television and movies just before the examination. Or else buying a new iPhone for the child, which distracts him, right? So sure. I feel that's how a teacher, I believe.
One of the most often asked questions by students is that if one teacher can't teach all subjects, then how do you expect a student to learn all?
See, you are proving my point, correct. You expect a lot from teachers.
Anyway, but here I would like to answer. When I was a student, now I'm a teacher, I was a student that time, I used to like some subjects. It's not like I used to like all the subjects. So maybe my liking is mathematics, just imagine. It is. So if I'm teaching all the subjects, I would, maybe pressurizing all the students to like mathematics.
Yeah.
Maybe that is not a fact, or that is not possible that all children in my class would like only mathematics. So I would pressurize my complete class to love mathematics, right? So this might happen. That's why one teacher is not teaching many subjects. One teacher teaches only that subject which that teacher likes. Maybe this is the reason why multiple teacher teaches to a particular class. That's the one reason. Another reason is teaching is not just what you know is delivering. Teaching is a preparation. When I teach for a half an hour, 2 hours before, I have to prepare. Maybe students may not know about it, but it is true that every half an hour that what I have to teach, I have to prepare for it. Now, if I'm teaching various subjects, then the preparation time should be very fast. That maybe crosses 24 hours. So to get sufficient time for teacher for teaching, as well as the preparation, the teacher is given only just one subject. Maybe I feel like that. Can be.
And moreover, it is about the expertise in one particular subject. See, if you challenge me, I will actually prepare myself and I will teach all subjects. So that is not a question. But the question is, this is not about learning, right? Learning is easier, but then teaching is complex. That is, it is something that you have to make all the students understand, right? And it's not just 28 students that the teacher is teaching. The teacher is teaching almost 100 to 200 students at the same time. So here, okay, it is like only just one subject maybe the teacher must be dealing, but the teacher is dealing with so many other things, like so many other different kinds of intelligence levels, different kinds of grades. So if you ask me the question, that is why the teacher doesn't teach all subjects, so I would say that why not all the students also learn all subjects of all grades at the same time? No, right? So it is like, it is all dependent on the expertise. So if we are experts in a particular subject, the more the guidance. And obviously, answering your challenging questions also matters a lot.
And another thing is, when you see a particular person for half an hour and a particular person for 5 hours altogether at a time in the school, isn't it? You will feel so bored.
See,
looking at the same person.
See, we are concerned about you.
Don't
so
you
that
think
you
so?
Shouldn't to be bored.
Shouldn't be bored looking at one person
teacher.
And one fellow. Variation is required. Even if you like gulab jamun, it's not like you can eat only gulab jamun. You need variation.
And
right?
Then also, how will you actually find different voices to mimic your teachers?
This is what I...
Yeah, correct. So you're like, we are giving you a lot of variety so that you can mimic all different people.
This proves that teacher can answer any type of question. Moving ahead,
yeah.
Let me tell you what happens next. Okay, so it's obvious that you both know almost everything about each other's. But how much you guys know about each other's subject?
Oh my God.
I don't know anything about maths.
As Omkar sir is a math teacher, he will write 5 mathematical oral questions, which he's pretty sure that Reema ma'am would answer.
Please write grade 1 level. Okay?
And similarly, same Reema thing. Ma'am would write 5 English questions, which he showed that Omkar sir would answer. If the question is answered correctly, then the questioner gets a point.
Okay. We should write it?
Yeah.
Or we should ask directly?
No cheating.
Grade 1 level, okay, remember that.
That I'll decide now.
Revenge time? Starting with Omka, sir.
Okay, what is the square of 9?
81.
Perfect. Very good.
Now it's your turn, ma'am.
Okay, I'm going to ask
you. You deserve to be a wife of master teacher, huh?
Let's see whether you deserve. Who has written Romeo and Juliet?
Shakespeare.
Very good.
One
each.
What is the approximate value of pi?
I didn't watch Life of Pi.
But approximate value, I am not expecting the complete
22 upon 7.
Perfect answer. Very good. You deserve to be a wife of us. Next.
Okay. What do you mean by this term, turning over a new leaf?
Turning over a leaf means changing yourself completely into maybe a new
person.
New look.
Not look exactly, but then yes, it is correct. Changing oneself.
Changing oneself.
Completely.
To all. Completely.
For a positive change. Yes.
What is the expansion of the identity? A plus B the whole square.
A square plus 2AB plus B square.
Perfect. Exactly correct.
Did you just challenge me?
No, I just collected all those questions which you already answered when I asked you before this.
Okay.
Are you sure you are an English teacher?
Okay, which is the word which doesn't rhyme with any other word?
The word which doesn't rhyme with any other word. Rhyming, I remembered, but I am not getting right now. No, don't know.
Chirish, can you answer?
Orange?
Yes, exactly. Orange. Okay, so
what is the word of orange?
Three,
revenge?
Two.
Huh? Sir, please, next.
It rhymes with it. Anyway,
it's 3-2.
Okay. Can you tell me what is square?
Double of a number.
No. Square, geometric figure.
Square, which has got four sides.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you say? Four vertices, do you call it?
Mm-hmm.
Points.
Mm-hmm.
Then,
mm-hmm.
Which are like equal.
What is equal? Vertices equal?
No, the sides are equal.
Partially correct.
Okay, so 0.5.
No, the answer is equal-sided and equiangular. Angle also 90 degree.
Okay.
It is required.
So equal sides.
Equal
and equal
side
angles.
And equal angles.
Yeah. Okay.
So is she correct?
No, it is rhombus in fact. What she said was it was rhombus. All okay. Sides equal, rhombus.
Okay.
Not a square.
Half mark cut.
Hey?
No,
they have to decide. How can you decide?
Okay,
you are writing a paper and you decide how many marks you should get. Okay, huh.
Okay, next is a very simple one. Okay, what is an adjective?
Huh?
Adjective.
Adjective which describes more about noun.
Which describes a noun, yes, correct.
That is called as adjective.
Three all.
Next.
What is 5 minus 10?
Minus 5.
Okay, I'm done with the question.
The next one, the last question for you. Who is the poet of daffodils? It's a very
poet
famous poet.
William Shakespeare. William Wordsworth.
Very good, Omkar sir. I didn't expect you to know that answer.
William
Wordsworth.
The score is 4 all. Both of you win this game. Teachers ask questions to students, but this time I let the students ask teacher a question. I had posted on my Instagram story, ask anything to a teacher, and I got a bunch of questions. Here are the best two for you. Shubham Mahajan asked you, did you ever cheat in any of your exam?
I tried once cheating in the examination. I tried. But you know, I was shivering like, I'm getting a fever. And then my teacher just took me out. Asked me what happened, Omkar. Then I said, sir, nothing. Then he's continuously asking, sir, Omkar, what happened? You please tell me because you're not normal, looking normal. Then I said, sir, I have got something in my pocket. And it's a something, history. It was a history paper, I remember, when I was in 7th standard. So I showed it that to the sir. Sir, I was trying to, copy. Then sir took that and he said, go and sit, write a paper. So maybe that was the last time I tried cheating, but I did not dare to cheat, in fact.
Ma'am?
If you can call this cheating, I never copied any answers, but then I let other people copy my answers. Yes. So when I was in college, I did do that. So you can call me a cheater.
Shiv Patel asked you, why didn't you give full marks in internal assignment? Rest of the schools gave it to the students. Even I am curious to know this answer.
Because then the students will feel that is, it's okay if you don't do anything, but you are going to get full marks. But then again, I feel that it would not be justice, because I really know that is out of 28 students, not all students deserve to get 20 on 20. So here it would be an injustice to the brightest student who deserves, truly deserves to get 20 on 20. Or, so then there will be another child who has not done anything, but then still he'll get 20 on 20.
Or a kind
so
of a dedicated child must get what he deserves, yeah. I believe.
Well, now it's time for something which is mostly enjoyed by all the guests who sat on that chair. It's time for the game. Oh. Here's my friend and your game master, Anvi, to conduct the game session. Anvi, take it over.
Hey guys, this is Game Master Anvi and I am back with another exciting game. We have the most efficient teachers of Kolhapur and I'm going to help them go back to their school days. We are going to play Back to School Rapid Fire with the buzzer. I will be asking you three few questions and you have to answer them one by one and then hit this buzzer. So are you ready?
Yes.
Shall we begin?
Yes.
Okay. So the first question. One thing that comes to your mind when you hear the word school.
Principal.
Even you can answer one by one.
That would be my English teacher, Miss Teertha.
Whiteboard.
Okay, so the next one. Two subjects you love the most.
Mathematics and science.
English and history.
Sorry, Omka sir, English and SST.
Okay, the two subjects that you hated the most.
Maths.
SST.
Sorry, I'm caught up.
Okay, the next one. If you were asked to revisit one of your memories of the school, which would it be?
Grade 10.
You were actually supposed to answer, then hit the buzzer.
Grade 10. Okay.
My send-off day.
Oh, that's nice.
Every Mrunal ma'am's lecture.
Okay. What was your answer when you were asked, what do you want to become in the future when you were in school?
Okay, I answered already. I want to become all the professions.
I wanted to be a lawyer when I was in school.
I wanted to become a politician, then a doctor, then a scientist, then a... Then
I ended up becoming a teacher.
So many things.
Okay. One game you played during your classes without letting your teacher notice.
Antakshari.
Really?
How did your teacher notice you playing Antakshari?
Okay, we were maybe 83 students in the class. No.
That justifies.
And, and at last bench, three people we were, you know, playing Antakshari.
There was a game when we were in school. It was called as Flames. So I remember playing that game, Flames.
Okay. EXO. Class of 13, what do you expect?
Class of 13 and teacher like Rima ma'am, what do you expect?
Okay. Actually, we used to play during her class. I'm sorry, ma'am.
The teacher you love the most?
Meena Satyanarayan.
Ironically, my math teacher of grade 9, Miss Daisy.
Even Meena Satyanarayan was my math teacher only.
What about you?
Sorry, Omka sir, Reema ma'am.
Okay, the teacher you hated the most?
Actually, there was no one to whom I have to hate, but still, Patil madam.
You played safe. But
yes. I won't take the name of the teacher. She was a Marathi teacher and I hated Marathi.
And you,
Siri. Do you really want me to answer this question?
Yes.
Omkar sir.
No.
Then.
I hated no teacher. Like, those all were like, 10th standard.
You can all be open, there is no issue.
All teachers were good when I was in 10th.
See, we do expect okay, some students may like the
may
teacher
dislike.
And some may dislike, rather they hate. And sometimes they feel that they should hit the teacher by whatever comes in their way. So we believe this, we expect.
But to be honest, I started solving math when Omka sir used to teach, because he used to erase everything on the
board. So
you had
to write. And the thing which I'm like never embarrassed to say is, like, on the first periodic test, I scored 2 out of 20. Then on the second, I scored 4 out of 40. Then 6 out of 60. Then I wonder how I scored 40 out of 80 in my boards.
Board examination.
Good mathematics.
Okay, the next one. One prank that you played on your teacher.
Oh, I couldn't dare that. But still, one of my new teacher, I just said that I cannot speak or I cannot hear.
What?
And around about 1 month, she started, she used to show me the sympathy. And me and my all friends started, you know, continuously playing. And one day in the staff room, she got to know that there is nothing like this. And I'm the very good student in the class and brightest student in the class and getting first rank and all. Then she came and...
I can imagine what must have happened. As for me, though I was naughty, I never dared play any prank on any of the teachers. All of our teachers were very strict. So since I studied in a convent school, so none of the convent students will ever dare to do that to their teachers.
What about you?
We used to hum during the lectures. We used to throw erasers.
We used to pretend as if your finger is fractured so that you don't have to write.
Okay. Tell me one excuse that you gave to your teacher for not doing your homework and coming late to the school.
One of the biggest lies I said in the school was, my parents are not at home and they are at Varanasi.
Varanasi.
So I couldn't come early in the school, and accordingly I said, that was the biggest lie. And my sister ultimately was there in the same school. She is elder to me. And the teacher called her. And you know, the good thing of teachers, the teacher said me only to go and call your sister. I went, and while coming, I said, okay, say this thing. It's true. And she came and she said, okay, parents are at Varanasi.
For me, actually, once when I was in grade 5, actually, I had hurt my finger. But that was definitely not the reason why I hadn't done my homework. I actually had got it done from somebody else. It was Marathi homework, so you can understand. I was not very good at it. So I told my neighbor to write it for me, the essay. And then the teacher asked me, that is, this is not your handwriting, Reema. So then who has written it for you? Then I showed her my finger. And because of this, I was not able to do it. And that's why I just dictated it and that person wrote it. But then definitely those are my ideas. She excused me. So yes, that was mine.
As Reema ma'am said, my hand was fractured.
Okay, the last one. Tell me your 3 favorite students.
Except me.
Yeah, except you.
Me, you're saying? Yeah. For me, favorite child. One is Nakshatra. She's a child from Sanjun Public School, okay. Panhala. Nakshatra. Second is one more. His birthday and my birthday, we share the birthday. So, 7th May only. And maybe Asmi Mulerkar, the recent child. Means she scored very well. She was very weak in maths. And ultimately, she scored 94 in mathematics. So, that is a great achievement she could get in mathematics. I was very happy for her. So, Asmi Mulerkar, the 3 children.
Okay, and you, ma'am?
It's a very long list. It's like it won't finish with only 3 names. Like, every batch is my favorite. All, especially the naughty ones, are my favorite ones because they trouble me a lot. I trouble them a lot. So fair enough. And then again, we do develop this kind of a strong liking. As a teacher, though, we do feel that, yes, we are not respected or not. These are the children who especially trouble you a lot. They remember you for your life. So I remember this very special incident, that is that one of the most naughtiest child of our Shirish's batch, actually. He has troubled to such an extent to all the teachers that they were really glad when he left. But then once he just saw me, I was just very busy. I was trying to park my car. He saw me and he just, he was actually on a two-wheeler and he just skidded to a halt somewhere, I guess, a few meters away. And then he came back running. This college student, he came back running as soon as he saw me. So these kinds of relations I have developed with the students, especially the naughty ones. So there are not students. Jay Patel.
Even, how can you forget him? Oh, Omkya?
Omkar
Chaugule, yes. One of the, I cannot just forget this fellow. He's just you know, at one side and all the students at one side. It's like that. Omkar Chaugule. Awesome chat.
Okay. I hope you like the game. That was it for now. I will be back with another exciting game in the next episode.
Thanks, Anvi. Love the game. Green Volunteers organization which strives to save nature has a small token of love for you. A sapling. Please accept this.
Thank you.
You also get a notebook from our episode sponsor, Buku. Aaj kya likhoge? Buku is an initiative taken by two young engineers. They design and manufacture A4 size 140 pages college notebooks. Their aim is to provide premium notebooks to college students at the lowest price and yes, make it less boring. Filled with coupons, discount voucher from your favorite cafes, restaurants, gyms, clothing shops, etc. They have brought the concept of made in Kolhapur to life. Follow Buku_official to find out where these amazing notebooks are available for just 30 rupees.
Oh, that's good. Great. Really nice. Look at the things written on it. Bhava. Not Kola. Okay. Nice.
Thank you so much for coming and a very happy Teacher's Day to you and all the teachers out there. I will be back soon in my next episode with another guest. Till then, stay blessed.
Thank you.